After an undefeated Metro East Conference schedule, your Hastings Raiders girls swimming and diving team is your 2021 Metro East Conference team champions. And now the champs are getting ready for their run to the sectional playoffs in Section 3AA. Head coach Katie McAlpin of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to look back at the regular season, capped off by a big win over Tartan to claim the conference championship, and also competing very tough in True Team.
We did. We got our seventh conference championship this year. It was super fun just to kind of watch the girls go through it. We have a lot of new kids, like younger kids on our team. We brought up 5 seventh graders, so it's been awesome just to kind of watch them soak it all in. And a lot of the older kids are like, oh yeah, we're gonna win again, because compared to our team, we have a very strong team in our conference for swimming. Very strong team. So, you know, we throw some extra meets in there just to kind of show the girls that, you know, hey, you're gonna get your butt kicked at some point in time. So it's fun to kind of watch them celebrate that victory, but then also remind them that, hey, we've got sections coming up too. Like, we're not done yet. We got to keep going.
The final couple of regular season meets had the Raiders having a ton of fun together as a team, all while building towards this postseason run. The win over Tartan was a great start.
Yeah, it's been super fun. So Tartan, I mixed up our lineup, you know, like I do when I can, to be able to put some of our JV kids into varsity events and give them the experience and some extra points. And the girls always laugh. They're like, did you mix it up too much? And this time I did. I ended up having to change our 400 free relay just to make sure we won the meet. But we would have been fine without it, but just in case, I didn't want to get too close. But we were able to put our JV kids in there to earn some varsity letter points and all of that. And it's super fun to watch those kids look at the lineup and be like, oh, I'm in a varsity event. You know, it's just, it's super cool. And my varsity kids, you know, totally okay with being put in a JV event, and we stack them in there and have them race each other. And it's fun just to watch the competition between them too. So that was super fun. And True Team was a struggle. That one was actually very good for the girls to kind of go and see what's coming, to be able to see what our section's going to look like, because it's True Team section. So it's all the teams in our section. It was only 5 of the 8, though. So there's 3 teams, Apple Valley, Egan, and Burnsville, that we did not get to see swim. So Coach Jerry and I have been doing a lot of research to kind of, you know, dig up results on them. But I think we have a chance to win our section meet this year for the first time ever. We've never won sections for girls. So for them to be able to go into True Team and really see what they're up against and what they're going to need to do to put in the next 4 weeks to be able to win that section meet was very, very good for them.
We'll have plenty of spooky ghosts and goblins in the pool over Halloween weekend on both Friday and Saturday, with JV Conference at the Hastings Middle School pool Friday, and then the Hastings Diving Invitational on Saturday morning. It's a great segue into sections. Coach McAlpin with more.
Yeah, so on Friday night is our JV conference meet, and we're hosting it this year. It kind of rotates around to different sites every year. So that'll be all like swimming and diving for JVs. And our varsity team comes and is our timers and, you know, our cheerleaders and stuff for our JV team. And it's super fun to be able to just see these kids who, you know, most of them, even within our conference, it's their first year swimming maybe, you know, so just watching them excel and improve on everything that they've done in the year is awesome, to be able to give them that final chance to be able to have a final meet. Last year with COVID, they were not able to have a JV conference meet, so the JV kids had no final meet of the season at all last year. So to be able to give it to them this year is absolutely awesome. And then on Saturday morning is our diving invite. I told Coach Jerry I'm probably just going to sleep at the pool because it'll be easier. So for the diving invite, we have, I believe it's 7 different teams coming, and it's an 11-dive list. So normally in a dual meet, they do a 6-dive list. And for finals meet, so like sections and state meet, they do an 11-dive list. So to give them an opportunity to practice through those 11 dives before we get to sections is awesome, for them to be able to do it in a meet setting, because they can practice it in practice, but it's still practice, you know. So to give them that opportunity where, you know, there's a little bit more pressure and, you know, different eyes on them, to be able to get up there and see what they can put into the meet as far as an 11 dive list is great practice for sections.
Sections will be coming up for the Raider girls the second week in November.
So sections is not next week, but the week after. So it's going to be prelims for swimming is November 10th. Diving is on November 11th. Finals for swimming is on the 12th.
This year's sectional meet will take place at Eastridge High School in Woodbury. We'll have more on the Raider girls as they move on throughout the postseason.